Meditation 19. Dear Lord, teach me to be properly grateful.
My dear Lord Nityananda, I've been trying to thank you for your causeless mercy, but I am so dull and ungrateful. It is because of you that I am chanting the holy names of God. As I look back at my life, I know I have no qualification to utter daily the sacred names of God. With the same causeless mercy you have given me to chant japa, please teach me how to be properly grateful. My dear Lord Nityananda, you are the original spiritual master. The scriptures declare that by the mercy of Guru, one gets Krishna, and by the mercy of Krishna, one gets Guru. Those like myself could never get Krishna because we have no qualifications to get Guru. You, however, have been so kind. You have allowed me to contact a first-class Guru. His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada, extend the same causeless mercy that caused me to be accepted by him to teach me how to be properly grateful. My dear Lord Nityananda, it is by your love that you have continuously sent me first-class association. I am a fifth-class devotee who would never be able to qualify to associate with pure Vaishnavas. You've seen how sick I was, have arranged to send me specialists every time I needed help with my serious diseases. With the same causeless mercy, you have arranged such specialists. Please teach me how to be properly grateful. Mighty Lord Nityananda, every day I read and hear the most amazing pastimes of the divine couple. I do not understand such pastimes, nor am I qualified to hear or speak about them. Seeing my eagerness to engage in prajalpa, you are gradually replacing my mundane desires with Krishna Katha. With the same causeless mercy you have given me to hear about the divine couple, please teach me how to be properly grateful. My dear Lord Nityananda, you have given me so many disciples and so many facilities to use in serving my spiritual master. Unfortunately, I do not properly take care of your gifts. When I am not doubting the value of such gifts, I am acting whimsically with them. Instead of taking all away or giving me less, you give me more each time. With the same causeless mercy that you have given me so much assistance and various facilities, please teach me how to be properly grateful. My dear Lord Nityananda, by your causeless mercy, I have been given so much, have heard so much, and have experienced so many spiritual phenomena. However, what is my position? I give back very little. I challenge all that I hear. I doubt all of my experiences. And then I have the arrogance to request more mercy. I do not know how long you will continue to tolerate me and my detrimental influence on others. I deserve nothing, but for the sake of others, please bestow your mercy so that I do not cause others to be as foolish and as stubborn as I. Again, with all intensity, I beg you that just as you have regularly given such causeless mercy in the past, for the sake of others, please extend it just once more to teach me how to be properly grateful. A desperate request from one of your most ungrateful servants.